Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome in, everybody, to another edition of Auto World. We've got an outstanding broadcast lined up for you in this hour of the program. We're going to be talking all about Penske Automotive, Penske Motorsports, and much more with a very special guest who's standing by hour number two of the program. We will continue our Detroit, Michigan theme. We'll go to the Motor City and bring forth the publisher of the Detroit Bureau, Paul Eisenstein, who's going to be telling us all about the recently concluded press days of the Chicago International Auto Show. In hour number three of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, Mickey Jones. Here's a guy with an unusual background, to say the least. Number one, he started out as a musician. He was a musician in Bob Dylan's band, in Johnny Rivers' band, and he played with Kenny Rogers for many, many years, and then he went on to do commercials and has one of the most successful commercial stories of all time. He was the biker-looking guy in a Certs commercial many, many years ago, and he made a ton of money off that. These days, he continues his acting. He's written a book, and he's going to be talking all about one of his favorite things, and that's auto racing in the upcoming Samstown 300 auto race, the big racing weekend coming up in Las Vegas in the first week of March. Dave O'Connell, who used to be the lead designer for one of the car companies, Hyundai, who is now with Catskin, the makers of leather products, is going to be telling us about some products unveiled at the Chicago Auto Show under the Mopar name. Along the way, we'll throw out a trivia question or two, and of course, we'll be taking your telephone calls, and you can email me up very easily, bob@boblongradio.com. Right now, we go to the Motor City and welcome the Executive Vice President of Penske Corporation. It's my pleasure to welcome Walter Czarnecki. Walter, how you doing?
Great, Bob. Good afternoon. Good to be with you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Motor City, where you reside and where you've lived the majority of your life. I've had the pleasure of doing broadcasts from the Woodward Dream Cruise a number of times, and I understand you actually grew up not that far from there.
Well, that's true. I'm a native Detroiter, and as one who grew up in the 1950s and 60s, I was there in the great days where Woodward, frankly, got its reputation. It's really a lot of fun to go back to the Dream Cruise every year. I live just about a mile and a half east of Woodward Avenue currently, so I'm able to get out there and make a pass or two and come back home and watch the rest of it on television.
Oh,
now the crowds out there during the weekend in August go past several hundred thousand daily. And it's wonderful. It's great. If you're a nostalgia automotive buff, you have to come here for the Woodward Dream Cruise.
Yeah, it's a sight to behold, and the cruising really starts earlier that week. They say a lot of the diehard folks really start driving on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday and Friday night, but Saturday is just an extravaganza, like you say, and one of those things that everybody must put on their must-do list.
It's absolutely amazing. If you're into cars, and you're correct, this past August, the weather was gorgeous all week long. So the cruising actually did start on Monday night, and it gets to the point by Friday night where you're bumper to bumper for several miles. But it's a lot of fun. Everybody's in good humor, particularly if the weather's good. You see some fabulous cars.
And when you go out there and do a cruise yourself, what type of vehicle do you pilot?
I hate to admit it, but last year I was in my Jeep Grand Cherokee. I was below the radar screen. I was just watching. I wasn't cruising. I wasn't showing anything off.
Well, that's the great thing about the Dream Cruise. You can drive anything on there and have lots of fun. And it's such a grassroots event started by auto enthusiasts and continues to this day. Let's talk a little bit about your background. You say you grew up and are a native to Detroit. And
right.
Along the way, you met up with a gentleman by the name of Roger Penske. Tell us about that initial meeting. How did you guys first hook up?
Well, very briefly, in the late 1960s, I was working for American Motors Corporation under corporate marketing staff, and they were bringing two new cars to the marketplace, the Javelin and the AMX. The company had been very successful with the Rambler, but the market was changing. And so in an attempt to convert some people to the pony class cars, it was called. Of course, Mustang was a huge success. The Camaro came along. AMC developed the Javelin and the AMX. As part of that program, they being the senior management of the company, felt that the company should participate in professional motorsports. And in addition to my other responsibilities at the time on the marketing staff, I was charged, along with another gentleman, to put together a professional motorsports program. And as a result, we entered into the SECA Trans Am Series, into NASCAR, and into NHRA drag racing, and were able to promote the cars through factory-backed teams in all of those sports. It was really in that context that I met Roger Penske in 1968 as he was developing the fledgling Penske racing team at the time. There were six or seven people. Of course, Mark Donohue was the driver. Got to know each other. And in 1970, American Motors, we signed Penske Racing to represent the Javelin. And Roger and I worked together, and it was during that 1970 year that we decided that we had some things in common business-wise, and I left American Motors, joined up with Roger, and we've been together ever since.
That's great. And I understand the first dealership that you opened with Roger was right there in the Detroit area, and it was a Chevrolet dealership. Tell us a little bit about that first locale.
That's correct. It was in Southfield, Michigan. And we sold our first car on June the 9th, 1971. I'll never forget the date. And it was a yellow Corvette. How's that?
Very good.
I don't remember who bought the car, but it was a yellow Corvette. In any event, from that point on, the dealership did quite well in the mid-70s, 1974, early 75. Roger moved back to the East Coast, where he became a Detroit dealer distributor. I bought the business from him. Subsequently, I sold it to the gentleman who was my used car manager, who had many great years of success there. But that was really the beginning of our time together. And even though Roger had moved away from the Detroit area in the mid-70s, he and I stayed tied together on some business opportunities in some other businesses. So we reconnected when I went back east shortly thereafter.
Today, Penske Automotive is really an international brand, and you guys not only have a tremendous amount of dealerships and franchises here in the U.S., but also in the United Kingdom and in Europe as well.
That's correct. We have about 170 dealerships in Europe, primarily in the U.K., Northern Ireland, and quite a representation in Germany, primarily in the Frankfurt area and in Aachen, which is the western part of the country. But we have found that the automobile business in Europe is somewhat different than it is in the U.S. But, you know, customers are customers. We're still blessed to represent some great franchisors, so it still gets down to making the best, to providing the best value for the customer, taking care of that customer, and retaining them.
Is it some 40 different brands that you guys represent?
Yes, that's correct. We represent 42 different manufacturers, 42 different brands. I shouldn't say manufacturers, but 42 different brands, of course.
It's amazing how things have changed in the automotive world, and we'll talk about that. But let's just touch on manufacturers. I mean, just in the last decade or so, we've seen a lot of changes. For example, the folks at Land Rover and Jaguar are now owned by an Indian company. The folks at Aston Martin are owned by a conglomerate out of the Middle East. And Volvo is now owned by a Chinese company. It's truly a global automotive marketplace, quite different from back in 1970.
I think that's really a significant point, Bob, that of many industries that have become globalized over the last 10 or 15 years, the automobile industry probably is the most illustrative of that fact. When I got into the automobile business, again, in the late 1960s with AMC on the manufacturing, the wholesale side, then onto the retail side, it was basically, you know, General Motors, Ford, Chrysler, AMC, and then along the way, we had the Asian manufacturers come on board toward the mid-1970s.
When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about the impact of those first imports. We'll talk about motorsports and lots more. Don't go away.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Valentine's Day is this Tuesday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 2 dozen long-stem assertive roses, plus a free glass vase, a free soothing spa kit, and a free box of chocolates for just $39.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry! Valentine's Day is this Tuesday. The price of roses will skyrocket the closer we get to Valentine's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings and guaranteed Valentine's delivery. 2 dozen stunning long-stem assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $39.99. Plus, we'll include a free vase, free spa kit, and free chocolates. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple near Valentine's Day. And this last-minute deal expires this Monday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set?
We are back. We are live all across North America. Thanks for joining us. My name is Bob Long, along with Walter Zarnicki, who is the executive vice president of Penske, and we're talking all about the automotive business, and we're going to be talking about motor sports as well. But before the break there, we were talking about the late 60s, the early 70s, when we first saw the Japanese manufacturers. Actually, some of them actually came in a lot earlier than even in the 1950s, but it wasn't really to the late 60s or early 70s with the price of gas and other things going on that we saw people actually purchasing these vehicles in volumes. And boy, those original models were tin cans. There's no other way to say it, Walter.
Well, the quality was somewhat lacking in some of those models. You know, during the break, Bob, I was thinking, When I got into the retail side of the business in 1970-71, just think about this fact for a minute. General Motors by itself had more than 50% of the retail marketplace in the United States.
Unbelievable.
And Chevrolet was one half of General Motors. So one out of every four cars sold in the U.S. Was a Chevrolet, and GM sold roughly 50, 51% with all of its five or six divisions at the time. And see how that's changed over time. And as you said, Asian manufacturers primarily, the quality improved. They were able to establish a dealer network and get a real foothold with some great dealers in the U.S. in the 1970s. And all of a sudden, that whole dynamic changed.
It's interesting to look back at history now and see the results of some of the mistakes that were made by the domestic manufacturers, the badge engineering that was so much a part of the General Motors brand for a long time. Really, in my opinion, you know, hurt the reputation of a lot of great names. I mean, a lot of younger listeners don't realize that, you know, Oldsmobile was a performance division years ago. But when it came to the decade of the 70s and 80s, when the same power plants and the same transmissions and basically the same vehicles were being badged for different brands, when in reality they were the same car, it wasn't exactly the wisest move.
No, well, yeah, you just brought back a great memory. You mentioned Oldsmobile. The Oldsmobile 442 in the late 1960s was as much of a muscle car as the GTO and any of the cars that followed. And each of the brands, arguably other than Cadillac or perhaps any Buick to an extent there at one point, were all involved in motorsports and in the production of muscle cars and appealing to that real car enthusiast.
Let's talk a little bit about today's automotive buyer and today's automotive enthusiast. The more I talk to executives at different car companies, the more they raise concerns about younger buyers just not being into cars like guys that grew up like you and I years ago.
Well, I believe that some of the product has manifested that. The younger buyers today, many of whom are still enthusiasts, but I think the majority are not. That buyer views the car as a means of transportation. Just a pretty fundamental, basic vehicle to take me from point A to point B. There isn't that flair, there isn't that feel, there isn't that intangible sense that this car means more to me than that. And as we said in a previous conversation, Bob, the designs have been uninspiring as a result.
Yeah, they certainly have.
That's my opinion, by the way.
I totally concur with you, Walter. I mean, for years we've seen a lot of uninspired designs, but luckily today, at all three of the domestic manufacturers, as well as it's hard to basically differentiate between a domestic manufacturer and another manufacturer because everybody's building cars in this country. But some of the foreign owned companies. There's a lot of great car enthusiasts at the helm now and in the design department, and that's why we're seeing some really inspired designs. I mean, just recently, you know, at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit, the next generation of the Ford Fusion for 2013 was unveiled, and it's a striking-looking vehicle.
Terrific-looking car, by the way, yeah.
It even has touches of Aston Martin in it, in my opinion.
Little bit, but, you know, you touched on something there, Bob, that I think it's important. If we look at the leadership, and I'll just call out a couple of people that I think are car people.
Yep.
Mark Royce, who runs GM North America. Of course,
absolutely.
He's got a great heritage with his father, who's a great, great car guy. Jim Farley and the senior management over at Ford.
Mm-hmm.
They're car people. Clearly, Sergio Marchionne and the people at Chrysler are automotive people. On the Asian side, Akio Toyoda, who's now running the company, comes from that lineage of car people and who's really got a sense for it. So I'm optimistic that with car guys, to use that expression, back at the helm, we may see some more inspired styling coming along.
And we're certainly seeing, you know, the technology. I mean, who would believe going back to the decade of the 1980s when, you know, it was going to be the demise of the V8 engine. And you know, I remember when Ford reintroduced the Mustang GT in 1982 at 157 horsepower. and here for 2013. Unbelievable, the Shelby GT500 Mustang, 650 horsepower, right from the factory.
That'll be a neck snapper, won't it?
It definitely will.
Absolutely. But it's fun to see that. You know, one of the things that's driving, and I'm sure you know this, Bob, as I'm sure some of your listeners know, one of the things that's been driving the uptick in auto sales over the last 12 months, frankly, have been SUVs, pickup trucks, mm-hmm. and to a degree, some enthusiast cars.
Yeah, it's true.
And I think that's a sight, I mean, that's a fact that gets overlooked quite a bit these days.
Definitely, and no matter how you slice it, Walter, Americans love their pickup trucks and they love their SUVs. And, you know, even with the price of gas at pretty significantly high levels, you know, sometimes we see a little bit dip of an adjustment in sales. But as soon as that price of gas goes down another, you know, quarter or so, the pickup trucks and the SUVs go right back on top.
All you need to do if you live in my part of the world is get on Interstate 75 heading to northern Michigan on a fall weekend.
That is so true.
And that will prove that point.
Another thing that has come out in many interviews that I've done in regard to young people, and that's the fact that, you know, instead of looking at horsepower, styling, or handling performance, the most important thing to a lot of young people is connectivity. Which is interesting. And the other interesting thing that I learned from you in our conversation on the phone this week is I didn't realize that a lot of younger folks are not into motorsports.
It's very interesting. I think that's a phenomenon that's occurring not only with motorsports, but with some other professional sports. Basically, it's an attention span issue. So that 18 to 29, 30-year-old young person, primarily male in the case of motorsports, doesn't have the patience to sit in front of a television set or in a grandstand for 3 hours or 4 hours, or frankly, at a football game or a baseball game. And I think all major league sports are suffering with that. That's something to be concerned about.
Definitely, and I'm sure it impacts the sponsorship side of the fence as well. We'll talk about that and much more with Walter Zarnicki as Auto World continues all across North America after we step aside for a few important messages. Don't go away.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you. Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Brought a Corvette trivia question just to challenge you guys out there. We're still giving away the Wash Drops product. So we're going to send whoever gets the answer to this question a special prize package from the folks at Wash Drops. The question is, what was the largest V8 engine ever offered in a Corvette, cubic inch displacement-wise? What was the largest power plant? I'm not talking necessarily the most powerful power plant of all time, but the largest one. The telephone number is toll-free at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, still getting used to that, 855-660-4261. The current Corvette ZR1 is the most powerful V8 ever produced by General Motors. It's now been surpassed by the Shelby GT500 from Ford. So I'm not talking about the most powerful Corvette, just the largest engine ever put in a Corvette from the factory. Give us a call. Matt is standing by at 855-660-4261. Walter Zarnicki is with us, Vice President of Penske. We're talking all about motorsports. We're talking about car buying. We're talking about Penske Automotive, Penske Motorsports. And before the break, Walter was telling us about the fact that a lot of younger demographics are not into motorsports. And the other thing that I noticed that seems to be common among a lot of teams these days, Penske is the exception. A lot of sponsors don't seem to stick around for the whole season, but you guys are fortunate to be in a position where sponsors stand behind your teams all year long.
Well, that's something that we've really worked hard on. You know, we've developed sponsor relationships, Bob, in the case of Miller Brewing Company, and we just announced 2 weeks ago that we've extended our contract with them on our number two Miller Lite Dodge for several more years. Miller Brewing Company has been with us since 1981. We've won a lot of races with Miller. On the IndyCar side, of course, Verizon. And just last year, we signed a multi-year contract with Shell Pennzoil on our number 22 Shell Pennzoil Dodge. So if we go back, we can look at other sponsors. Snap-on, a company mm-hmm. familiar to a lot of folks in our business, been with us nearly 30 years.
Wow.
And prior to their exiting the sport, primarily because of of legal issues, Philip Morris was with us for 21 years. So we've worked hard because we think we're in a position to help these companies, not only from a marketing and promotional standpoint, but in the case of the oil companies, in the case of Snap-on and others, we have a strong business-to-business relationship as well.
That is so true, absolutely. Our telephone number, again, 855-660-4261, the largest cubic-inch displacement engine available in a Corvette in its now 60-year history. Coming up in 2013, what was the biggest power plant that you could get? And when it comes to motorsports in Penske, I had the opportunity last year to do some broadcasting from the Penske Auto Museum, the Motorsports Museum, out in Scottsdale, Arizona. And what a wonderful facility that is, and a must-see for every car guy and car girl out there. Tell our listeners all about that facility.
That, by the way, I underscore must-see. People have been urging Roger and have been urging us for a long time to have a museum. And the question was, you know, where do you do it, given the history of the success we've had at Indianapolis and at stock car and sports car racing? Where can we display these cars? Because we still own many of those cars. About 10 years ago, we purchased property in North Scottsdale, Arizona, to develop an auto mall. And we decided then that one of the facilities within that auto mall would be our Penske Racing Museum. And it's been a huge success. So we have cars on display. We have Indy winning cars. We've had our Formula One cars on display. We've got the car that Roger drove in 1962 at the Riverside Grand Prix. It was a Pontiac Catalina. We've got cars like that on display, and a lot of the memorabilia that we've accumulated, the trophies and photographs and driver suits and those kinds of things that I think the real racing fan would get a charge out of, open to the public. There is no charge. There is no fee. You don't have to buy a car. Just come on in.
Let's go to Dick, listening in Las Vegas. Dick, welcome to Auto World. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you, Dick?
Dick, are you with us?
Hello.
We may have lost him on the cell phone. I don't know.
Hello.
If Dick is still there. Looks like he dropped off.
I can hear him here on my line. So.
Oh, okay. Well, for whatever reason, all right, let's try it again. Hey there, Dick, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
All right, wonderful. Little digital gremlins running amok here. So what do you think? What was the largest V8 cubic inch-wise that you could get in the Corvette?
Well, as far back as I recall, 427 used to be, but I think they put a 454 in a couple models. I'm not sure. But
I think you're 100% correct. Absolutely. Those are the absolute summit of the big block era. 100% correct. Dick, what's your favorite new car? If you could buy anything out there in Las Vegas at any dealership, what would you purchase?
Tell you the truth, I don't know. I'd have to. I haven't really thought about it. That'd probably get me. I'm partial to Fords, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Worked on a lot of Corvettes all my life. I think if I was going to go for something, it'd probably be that new Thunderbird. Jeez.
The last generation of the Thunderbird, yeah, that's definitely a stylistic, a very stylish car, let's put it that way. Jay Mays did a great job on that. How about your favorite classic car of all time? What would that be?
Probably 57 Chevy.
Oh, a perennial favorite, absolutely. No question about it. You know, Penske's got a wonderful Ferrari dealership right in the Wynn. Walter, tell Dick about that facility. Have you ever been over to the Wynn Hotel?
Oh, I've been past her a time or two, but
we'd love to have you come in and visit. It's we sell Ferraris and Maseratis there, both new and used, and it's just, if you're a car person, again, you can come in and just look around and really enjoy the cars that are on display.
Yeah, it's a feast for the eyes. In the meantime, Dick, hold on for Matt, and we'll get all your important information and get you out some of this brand-new product called Wash Drops. Thanks for calling in. And that, again, is another one of those must-see things. When you're in Las Vegas, you must go and check out the Penske Ferrari dealership. And you guys have a number of Ferrari dealerships around the nation, don't you?
We do. We sell Ferrari in Edison, New Jersey. We sell it in the Phoenix area, and we in Scottsdale, and we of course sell it in Las Vegas. And then also we have two Ferrari locations in the United Kingdom.
Oh, that's great.
So we sell Ferraris both in the U.S. and in Western Europe. And by the way, it was on the tip of my tongue to answer that question, but I thought, well, maybe I have an edge because I used to sell those before. So I didn't want to jump in. But anyway, it was a lot of fun. Great question, too, by the way.
Definitely. You want to throw out a question, Walter, and challenge your audience? Maybe something from the...
I don't think so. I don't think so. Sounds to me like you've got a pretty knowledgeable audience, Bob. I don't think we could fool anybody.
Well, that's true, but we'll throw another one out there. What the heck? We'll make it another Chevy question. The Chevelle SS, the 454 variant of the Chevelle SS, one of the most collectible Chevelle SS's of all time, is this particular model designation. You see them today at some of the high-end auctions like Barrett Jackson and Meekum and some of the others going for big block, big bucks. It's a big block. It's a 454. What's the model designation? It begins with the L. I'll give even more. LS, what's the number that you're missing, that I'm missing in giving that out? It's 855-660-4261. When we come back on the other side, we're going to have lots more with Walter Czarnecki as we talk about Penske right here on America's Automobile Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World.
Hi, this is syndicated radio host Bob Long. Remember the days that you could receive a decent interest rate on your hard-earned money in the bank? Have you looked recently? 6-month CD, less than 1%, $100,000 plus, less than 1%. What a joke. How would you like to earn 5, even 10% interest in 6 months in a guaranteed and secured investment of at least $50,000? Call me personally at BHU Financial, 508-271-5123. 508-271-5123.
Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest. fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We got that trivia question. It's a rather easy one about the model designation for the 454 Chevelle SS. This is the one that is highly sought after today. LS, what's the numeral missing there? You could get it in either hardtop or a convertible. You see it going for multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars at great auctions like Barrett Jackson. Walter Zarnicki is with us, executive vice president of Penske. And Walter, as far as I'm concerned, there's never been a better time to buy a new car than right now. When you look at the products, when you look at the technology, when you look at the performance, when you look at the safety, there are just so many wonderful offerings. And the fact of the matter is the average age of a new car, of a car on the road, is at its oldest since World War II. So, you know, if the economy gets a little bit better, I think Penske and all the other dealers around the nation are going to have a lot of buyers.
Well, I think there's one other factor, too, the quality of the product. I think that as we've gotten more manufacturers into the marketplace, at least in the U.S. marketplace over the last 20 years, it's forced everybody to get better. So the value is there. For what you get for your money. I think you touched on an important point, though. I saw that statistic here when it was released a week or so ago that it's about 10 years old, I think, is the average tenure. We still see, though, from our business standpoint, and it's economic related, there still seems to be somewhat of a hesitancy. There's still a soft consumer confidence. We're finding that customers, particularly in our volume brands, Bob, are buying only when they absolutely have to buy a car. We don't quite see that in the on the luxury premium side, but we see it on the volume brands. And I think, you know, other industries are seeing exactly the same thing. As a result, we're forecasting, and, you know, some other folks, you've got some great guests on the program who probably are more knowledgeable about this than I, but, you know, we're forecasting a year that's going to be about, you know, a 12 to 12.5 million car year, somewhat about the same, maybe a little bit better than last year. But my heavens, there's still so many unknowns, and there's a great pent-up demand out there. We do know that. But people aren't motivated quite yet to go out and make the buy, perhaps like they did in those great years of 2006, 2007, when we saw the numbers up around 16-plus million cars.
Now, those were really heady days, to say the least. When folks log on to PenskeCars.com, they can check out, in Penske Automotive as well, all the different brands that you guys offer. I mean, it runs the gamut, like you say, from the domestics, from Ford and Chevy and the Chrysler Group, all the way through the exotics and the luxury brands. I mean, you've got something for everybody. Let's talk a little bit about the difference between today's car buyer and the car buyer of yesterday. Certainly the internet is definitely, without question, made some significant differences. Tell us about it, Walter.
Well, you know, 25 or 30 years ago, when a customer walked in with a copy of one of these consumer guides under their arms, the salesman would shudder.
Uh-huh.
Because that meant this customer knew what he or she was talking about. Now, when 70% of the cars that we sell in any given month are done as a result of an internet lead, where the customer not only has sought us out either through a manufacturer's website or through one of our own individual dealership websites or one of our corporate websites, but that person clearly has done their research because all the information is available. So not only do they know about the car, the customer seems to be more targeted in terms of the kind of car they want. It's a little more difficult to, if you don't have that car, to maybe put them in another car, because that customer through the internet has been able to search his or her own geographic area and might find that there's five or six other locations that might have that exact same car that they're looking for. So it's made it that much more competitive. Having said that, though, we rely on the fact that once the customer does come in and the initial contact is made, it all boils down, we believe, and still distills down to the personal relationship. When that customer comes in, that person has to feel comfortable, they have to feel welcome, they have to feel that we're able to provide them what they want, and then be able to provide the follow-on service in a facility that is up-to-date, modern, clean, and friendly. That's been our mantra. That's been the template that we've used, because that's the differentiator. But the customer, no question, knows so much more about the vehicles and knows the availability of vehicles.
There's so many wonderful advantages to having the dealer mall complex like you have out there in the Scottsdale, Phoenix area. Let me stop and think. There was Audi on site there, I believe, BMW,
right. Porsche,
Jaguar, Land Rover.
That's right. VW.
Yep, VW. Mini. And
that's right.
That's right. And Rolls-Royce.
That's correct. Bentley.
That's right. And Volkswagen.
And the Penske Racing Museum.
Oh, that's right. All in one place. So, I mean,
all in one place. One-stop shop.
I mean,
we have in Penske Automotive Group, we have two other similar malls, albeit without museums. One in the Providence, Rhode Island area,
mm-hmm.
in Warwick, Rhode Island, which serves the Providence and that area south of Boston. And in Turnersville, New Jersey, which is right across the bridge from Philadelphia. So that serves the greater Philadelphia, southern New Jersey market. And it's a business that requires, or facilities that require a great deal of capital expenditure. But by the same token, when the customer arrives at that site, I kidded about one-stop shop, but it literally is, because the mm-hmm. customer can visit 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 dealerships, be able to compare, contrast, and be able to find what they want.
Let's tell people around the country that are listening right now the differences between doing business with Penske Automotive in one of the dealerships and another brand of dealers. Just the cleanliness factor that I noticed in Scottsdale, the attention to detail in talking with some of the sales representatives. I mean, you guys must be extremely selective in who you hire and who you have managing these complexes, because I mean, they're all first class people. What are some of the great advantages that Penske offers?
Well, you're very kind to say that, because there are many good dealers around the country, many of whom are personal friends of mine, good friends of long standing, and also good competitors. But again, we think the differentiator with us is our facilities. Everything is modern, up to date. We've made the investment. It's no secret that over the last 10 years, we've invested over $1 billion with a B dollars.
Wow.
In capital expenditures and having the very best facilities available, so that then when the customer comes in, things are state of the art, the customers are comfortable and at ease. And you know, there's another facet to that as well, Bob, and that is our employees, the people who have to work in that environment.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things people thought we were crazy when we built that North Scottsdale facility was we air conditioned all the service departments.
Well, that's smart.
It's going to cost you a fortune, but guess what? The people who work there have a much, much better work environment. One of the things we do, and you touched on it, many of our managers, and it's true throughout our whole company, not just in our automotive side, but in our truck leasing side, in our motorsports side, If you're part of our company and you perform and you're part of the culture, you stay. We've got people who've been with the company 15, 20, 25, 30. On the racing side, we've got people who've been there as long as I have. So that kind of continuity really is important, so that if you do business with one of our locations, there's a good chance if you do business once, you come back a couple of years later, if we've done our job, you're going to deal with the same person. We think that's critical.
Absolutely. Walter, you've got a busy racing season ahead, and I'm sure a lot of travel planned in the coming weeks.
Sure do. We're on our way next week to Daytona, and 2 weeks from today, we'll be running the Daytona 500, and that's the kickoff to the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, and then several weeks later, we kick off the IZOT IndyCar Series as well. It's going to be a great season. We're excited about our prospects. We've got a great lineup of drivers and cars, but it's going to be competitive. It's one of the things that racing has taught us, frankly, is that edge of competition, because it's just that little bit that makes us that much better on the racetrack. It's the same thing, the preparation, mm-hmm. facilities, the attention to detail that helps us garner those sales as well.
And it certainly has helped the manufacturers. I mean, the old adage of, win on Sunday, sell on Monday, really still continues today as far as I'm concerned. I mean, when you talk to a lot of the people from Ford and Dodge and some of the other manufacturers, I mean, the value of being involved with motorsports is huge in the marketing area. The amount of retention of buyers that go to races and then buy those brands is huge.
I think that that's a fair statement. Those companies that you mentioned, Toyota as well on the NASCAR side, would not be involved if they didn't feel that they were presenting a positive image of their products, the way they perform on the racetrack, so that the customer then could come in and have the opportunity to be exposed to them on a first-person basis themselves.
Well, Walter, we could do 3 hours very easy. We'll get you back with us real soon. Thank you so much for your time here today.
You're most welcome. Have a good evening, and thanks again, Bob.
Thank you, Walter. He's Walter Zarnicki, the Vice President of Penske Automotive. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
I'm on the road. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.